my name's Sass. I am the Community Learning and Development Worker based at Clovenstone Community Centre. I've worked in Clovenstone, coming up for 10 years I've worked in Clovenstone Community Centre, but in the West of Wales area, nearly 25 years.
Yeah. What other jobs have you had in the West of Wales area?
Can as well. I used to work for the West of Wales Youth Agency, which is based at the Quarry Park. It was based at the Quarry Park with the pyramid and stuff, so I was working there. So that's where I done my training, that's where I qualified as a youth worker, and we came with a degree in community education, and I got made redundant for there because I lost some funds, and I started here pretty much a couple of months after.
And you grew up in the area, is that right?
Yes, I grew up in West of Wales Park. We moved there in 1971, so pretty much lived in West of Wales waking all my days. I moved, I got my own house, and I just live in down the road at Sight Hill, so I'm just outside West of Wales.
So you were here as a child, so did you go to Clovenstone Primary School?
Yes, I went to Clovenstone Primary School. I started there in 1976. I left there in 1981, and then I went to Oggies for with first and second year. I really enjoyed Oggies, but majority of my pals were all at WEC because I lived in Western Hills, obviously, and so I moved to WEC for with third and fourth and fifth year. I moved to WEC.
So were you involved with the community centre when you were younger?
Yes, I used to come here. I used to come here for after school clubs and parties with discos and the kind of stuff in the community centre when I was a kid. Yep, and so I came here right up to I left primary school. So we came here pretty much all the way through primary school.
So is there any sort of events you remember fondly as a child that you've continued to see? Started working in the centre?
Yes, actually. We used to have a gala day in the hills. One of the things that we do in Clovenstone is we have a family fun day every year. Every year it gets bigger and better. I think last year there was nearly 300 people here at the family fun every day. We're kind of old school. We kind of bring in magicians and we castles, we castles and we beat with the goalie and we can raffles and trampolines and stuff, and so actually it brings out the whole actual community. We provide prizes and we get loads of food and stuff as well, and so that's kind of a tradition that I can remember happening here when I was a kid that we're trying to continue.
So how has the area changed since you?
The Clovenstone hasn't changed a lot in regards to new building stuff because the community centre's always been here, the shop's always been here, so we're still pretty much the same owner of the shop. The church has been here as well. But what has changed is pretty much the houses, I think. I think the houses have changed for actually the better. They've knocked way down a lot of the council tenements, if you like, and they've built smaller, detached houses with gardens and stuff, which I think has improved actually the area. We think it's made a more more vibrant community.
Yeah. Has the community feeling changed?
No, I think Clovenstone has. We still got that community feel about it. I think everybody helped chips in with the community. I think we kind of rabbit the boxing club, who's the coach. We used to be the Janny here. He's community minded, community spirited. I think that spreads up. We can look at the community. The magic committee here at the community centre is all made up of local people and stuff as well. I think it's changed for maybe the better.
So Clovenstone recently had a big anniversary. Was there anything special happening?
We had our 40th anniversary in the past year, and we made a video based on the Pharrell Williams song Happy. We actually put our own slant on that as well, and one of the reasons we went and came up with the idea song in the video is West of Hills and Clovenstone gets a lot of bad actual press about being a depressing place and high on drugs with high unemployment, but people are generally happy, and so that was the point that we try to get across, that West of Hills, Clovenstone is a happy community. There's loads of positive things happening in it, and that's why we came up with that video.
So what's your favourite thing about the area?
Sounds a bit corny, but I think it is the people. It's the people in the local community. I think it helps that you do like the local folk, the local people, because that's what I do in my job. I work with people pretty much every day. So I think my favourite thing about the Clovenstone area is definitely the people.